This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. I wish to thank this station, as always, for carrying my weekly broadcast as a public service. I pointed out in the last 2 weeks that since the public debt of this country exceeds by some $24 billion as of last December, the public debt of all the other countries of the world, and I did say $24 billion, since our debt exceeds the debt of all other countries of the world by this amount, I think it's high time that we took a look at some of the spending programs advocated by this or any other administration. And I think we have an obligation to the taxpayers, not on any partisan basis, because I think when we're talking about spending and the future generations paying for our folly, that it should not become a partisan matter. Because whether you may be a Democrat or Republican, I believe you're all interested in sound government and an economy and in cutting expenditures where it can be cut without any harm being done to anyone. Now, we're going to have up this week and perhaps the very day you listen to this program an attempt to increase the debt limit again. In a move to force this administration to curb federal waste and curtail its big spending policies, the House Republicans went on record this week opposing the administration's sought increase in the present $305 billion public debt ceiling, which is scheduled to expire on June 25. Now, under the administration plan, the debt ceiling would be boosted to $307 billion through June 30 and to $309 billion through August 31. Under administration spending proposals, the White House undoubtedly will have to ask for another increase, perhaps even before we adjourn this session. Now, it seems to me that the issue is clear. The Congress must either face up to a debt ceiling of at least, say, $320 billion in fiscal 64, or must at this time, without any further delay, force a reappraisal of the administration's spending plans and priorities. A defeat of this bill to raise the ceiling would bring about such reappraisal. I think it's a question of whether we say, is the Congress a rubber stamp to extend the administration's borrowing authority every time the administration's expenditures exceed its revenues. And I don't think Congress should be a rubber stamp. This Congress, the last Congress, or any future Congress should ever become a rubber stamp for the executive branch, regardless of the party in power. Now, we've had reports from the administration saying that the reason for the problem now is because a shortfall, as they call it, a shortfall in revenues rather than an increased spending. Now, the administration says that in fiscal 63, the budget was balanced. I say it was balanced by a simple expedient of knowingly overestimating revenues. Once Congress passed the appropriations requests, it is my opinion, the administration dropped all pretense of a balanced budget, and now estimates that revenues for fiscal 1963 will be $7.5 billion below the original forecast in the president's message for that year. In other words, they've estimated now that the budget, the revenues for fiscal 63 will be $7.5 billion less. And, of course, I think this is a matter of merely knowingly overestimating revenues. As I said, the shortfall was not a real shortfall in revenues, but was this administration's fictitious forecast of revenues designed to produce a balanced budget on paper. Actually, revenues have been increasing and will rise again in fiscal 1964, even allowing for the administration's tax decrease proposals. Obviously, the debt problem cannot be attributed to a falling off of revenues. So I think when we consider the increasing the debt limit again this year and again this week, that we should bear in mind at least two things. Secondly, as I've said before and I said in my newsletter last week, either we want economy or we don't want economy. And I think those of us and those of you who are taxpayers, whether you pay a small amount or a large amount, should keep this in mind. Do you want economy in government, and are you willing to sacrifice some of the things close to home? Certainly many things, as I've said before, may be desirable. Some may even be necessary to some extent. But are they so necessary that we must be in an ever more precarious fiscal position? I don't think so. And I think when our national debt now is about $305 billion, that we should start using a little common sense in federal spending, and certainly I hope to do this in my voting. Again, we request your comments and your suggestions and, of course, your criticisms, but we do want you to write. Just address your letter to Bob Dole, House Office Building, Washington 25, D.C. Thank you.